It's just come up to 9 o'clock. I'm on the road, just a few kilometres past Dunmarra Roadhouse, which is where I stopped for my very big breakfast this morning. That was 100 kilometres past the little town of Elliot, where I stayed last night. I've still got 210k to go to get to Mataranka, which is my goal for tonight. So still quite a long day in front of me. Probably won't get there until it gets dark tonight. However, the road's flat and the surface is quite good and there's not that much traffic. In fact, for the first 3 hours this morning, I probably saw two other vehicles on the road. Had it all to myself. There's not much wind today, a little bit of crosswind, a little bit of tailwind. That's helping me along. I went past the Newcastle Waters cattle station at about 4:50 a.m. A friend of mine, Greg Teggart from the Central Coast in New South Wales, had been up here on a touring holiday just last week and had stuck a sign up for me at the Newcastle Waters rest stop, saying something like, "Keep pedalling, Dave Burns." And it sent me a picture of it. So as I went through, I had a ride around the rest stop trying to find it. But it was pretty dark, very dark. And there's been a strong wind the last 2 days. So I think the sign's probably met its demise before I arrived. The rest stop there's typical of some of the rest stops set up for tourists in Queensland and Northern Territory, where they provide a toilet and ample parking space and a few picnic shelters and some and a tank of water, and they let people stop for a maximum of 24 hours. So a lot of self-contained travellers with caravans and recreation vehicles and so on just hop from these rest stops one to the next and don't have to pay any camping fees, which is pretty good arrangement. Anyway, this Newcastle Waters rest stop was full of retired people, well, I presume retired people and their caravans, grey nomads, sleeping as I quietly cycled around looking for the sign from Greg. One thing I have encountered a bit of, and it's just one coming up towards me now, is the army are obviously moving some tanks from their training fields up north here, and so there's a couple of oversized vehicles going the other way. One just passed, another one just coming up with these huge battle tanks on the back, being shipped who knows where. Anyway, just another little piece of interest along the way. The countryside's starting to look a little bit more North Australian tropical now. A lot more grass, although still brown, but probably a metre high. Quite a lot of trees looking reasonably well fed, green leaves and stuff. That's still eucalypts mainly. The red soil, of course. In some places, there's been controlled burning, which they like to do up in the northern latitudes of Australia, where they thin out all the undergrowth by having slow burn fires go through. So there's large sections where the trees and everything are all green, but there's a sort of a blackened stubble where the grass was that's been burnt down along the ground. Well, sun's out. 210k to go, pretty long day, but if the road stays flat like this, it should be okay. I'll ride for another 120k after that big breakfast and then stop at the little town of Larimar for lunch, and then it's only 70 or 80k from there to Mataranka, where I'm going to stay tonight. That's it for now.